As book banning efforts intensify in the United States, librarians and authors in Sault Ste. Marie, Ont. are considering the potential impact on the community. Emma L. R. Hogg, a local author and director, emphasized the value of choice in intellectual interests. Whenever you take away someone's ability to choose, you're also taking away their opportunity to think critically and intellectually, she said. Sure, not everyone will agree on what the right choice is, but the very act of having a choice is what holds value. Matthew McDonald, chief executive officer at the Sault Ste. Marie Public Library, said that while significant changes aren't yet apparent, there has been a shift in focus. It is a little early to see many changes related to book bans in the U.S., he said. Though, with growing political, economic, and cultural tensions increasing between the two countries, we have noticed a greater emphasis on Canadian stories and the Canadian perspective. McDonald said the library takes a measured approach to book challenges, addressing them through established policies. We take such requests very seriously and deal with them on a case-by-case basis, McDonald said. We have a process through our collection development policy in which the public can engage in to challenge books in the collection and request reconsideration. Tracy Spurway, a librarian at Algoma University, mirrors this commitment to intellectual freedom. I have been rereading and adding to our deselection policy, which does discuss our stance on intellectual freedom, she said. I'm adding a separate intellectual freedom and censorship policy for clarity and easier access. Hogg expressed concern about the potential impact on writers. I fear that writers might begin to question whether their work is at risk of censorship, leading them to alter their writing to avoid that danger, she said. This, I believe, would be harmful to the integrity of great writing. While most requests relate to age appropriateness, the public library has faced more serious challenges. We have received organized efforts from groups such as Action for Canada to ban some books entirely, McDonald said. Our library supports everyone's freedom to read and will not remove materials from the collection just because they might be a little controversial. To track trends, the library reports challenges to a national database. They also participate in Freedom to Read Week to combat censorship, from February 23 to March 1. According to Spurway, books have been banned from displays if they were deemed offensive, but this has been rare over the past several years. She warns of broader consequences if book bans become more prevalent in Canada. Book banning would be disastrous for libraries, and I hope it isn't happening and doesn't ever happen, she said. I think this could have some effect on future librarians, adding stress to an already sometimes very stressful profession. McDonald sees a silver lining in the controversy. One of the few positive things about book bans is that it draws a lot of attention to some really fantastic books, he said. It makes some people question why a certain book is being banned, leading them to seek out that book. He anticipates increased demand for works by authors like Sarah J. Maas, Margaret Atwood, and Ellen Hopkins as a result. There's a growing trend towards creating book sanctuaries, collections of endangered books made broadly accessible. In the face of these challenges, Spurway offers a reassuring perspective. I think we will always have passionate, caring, and dedicated librarians, no matter what happens.